The city of Boise and the Firefighters Union are negotiating a new labor contract. At issue is how much firefighters should be paid. Last year, the average department employee made $85,000, plus another $50,000 for insurance and retirement. That's up 24% from a decade ago. However, 2 years ago, firefighters refused a contractual raise. Idaho Statesman reporter Sven Berg has been reporting on firefighter salaries in Boise. He says 6 years ago, the city decided to pay firefighters more money.
The discussion probably started before that. But former Councilman David Eberle, who I talked to, said that, yes, you know, 6 years ago when they started negotiating a four-year deal with the fire union, they recognized, hey, we want to have the best firefighting force in the state, and really we want to compete with the region. And in order to do that, we're going to have to pay our people more. And by all accounts, the Boise Fire Department, they're very competent. They're very good at what they do. So nobody's saying that they're not good. But they now make a little bit more than firefighters in Spokane and Reno, and quite a bit more than firefighters in Salt Lake City. So the question, I guess, becomes, how much is too much? Well, everybody knows that at some level it's too much, but there is a point at which it's too little. And that's a priority, obviously, with the city. They want to be able to compete with those other cities and make sure that they have the best candidates.
And some critics say that firefighters are making too much money.
Some people do say that, yeah.
Who says that, and why are they saying
well,
that?
Well, there's a lot of people that say that, and I think there's only so much money that the city has, right? And so if you keep giving more of it to firefighters, somebody's got to pay. And so you will see declines, like Parks and Rec has seen something of a decline over the past 10 years in its share of the general fund. And that is despite taking on a whole lot of new parks. And libraries, basically the same. And they have taken on three branch libraries during that time. So their share of the general fund has stayed about the same. And somehow they've fit these new branch libraries, the operations, into those. So that's a concern for some people.
What happens next? There's the negotiations going on mm-hmm. with the union and the city of Boise. What can we expect to come out of that? Or is there a deadline that we're waiting for? Or is this open-ended?
Well, as far as what's going to come out of it, I really don't know. Both Jim Walker, who's a representative of the union, and the people at the city just declined to comment on negotiations, as you'd expect. With regards to a deadline, there is not a deadline. There's an agreement standing between the two parties that the firefighters will continue to operate on the terms of the most recent contract until a new one is in place. And so that's just kind of where we're at right now. It's just this ongoing thing. And as far as I know, there's no deadline.
So what did you come away with after all this research into firefighters and the money in the city budgets? What did you come away with?
The way I kind of look at it is everybody kind of needs to decide on their own, and more to the point, the city council, which is the one who signs off on the firefighter budget, they need to decide where that line is, what's too much and what's not enough. How much do we need to pay firefighters so that we get the best? Everybody wants the best, right? And I think the Boise Fire Department has a unique set of challenges in front of it that very few firefighters around the country have. We have, you know, 18, 20-story buildings here, and they have to know how to fight those things. And that's not an easy thing. When you get a fire in the top of one of those things, those are not easy to fight those fires. But then they also have to be skilled in fighting fires out on the range in the foothills and stuff, and also fishing people out of the river. They have this broad range of skills. But from what I can tell, they make pretty good money compared to their counterparts in other cities, our peer cities, as you like Spokane and Reno and Salt Lake. Whether they're being paid too much, that's not really for me to say. That's between the public and the city government. The city government needs to decide where that line is.
That was Idaho Statesman reporter Sven Berg. He says it's hard to say how long it will take to reach a contract. Negotiations have been going on for more than a year. You can read Berg's feature on the Boise Firefighter Department budget in Sunday Statesman.